Acquiring a thing without any sin is certainly preferred by all, but much more valuable is the learning of a few ayat. It is a clear fact that let alone one or two camels, even if one acquires the kingdom of all the seven continents, one will be forced to leave it, if not today, surely tomorrow, at the time of death. But the reward of one ayat will be everlasting. We see even in this life that a man feels happier when he is given only 1 rupee without the condition of returning it, rather than if he is given 1,000 rupees for keeping in his safe custody for a while only. In the latter case, he is merely burdened with a trust without getting any benefit out of it. In fact, this hadith implies an admonition not to compare something temporary with something eternal. Whether in action or at rest, a man should consider if his efforts are being wasted on acquiring the temporary gains of this world or are directed towards achieving the everlasting ones. Woe be to the waste of effort for which we earn eternal misery. The last phrase of the hadith, superior to an equal number of camels, contains three meanings. First, up to the number 4, the reward has been mentioned in detail. Beyond this, it is briefly mentioned that the more ayat a person acquires, the greater will be the superiority over the number of camels. In this case, the camels at the end refers to the species, either he camels or she camels, and the number implied is more than 4, because up to the number 4, the reward has been mentioned in detail. The second meaning is that the numbers mentioned are the same as referred to earlier. The significance being that inclinations are always different. Some are fond of she camels, others prefer a he camel. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has used this expression to signify that every ayat is superior to a she camel, and if one prefers a he camel, an ayat is also superior to a he camel. The third meaning is that the numbers mentioned are the same as referred to before, and not more than 4. According to the second meaning, the explanation that an ayat is superior to a she-camel or a he-camel does not hold good, but it implies a collection. That is, one ayat is superior to a he-camel and a she-camel, to a he-camel and a she-camel considered together. And likewise, every ayat is superior to the combination of an equal number of he-camels or she-camels. Thus, a single ayat has been compared to a pair or couple of camels. My late father, rahimahullah ta'ala, has preferred the latter interpretation because it points to a superior virtue. This, however, does not mean that the reward of an ayat can be equal to a camel or two camels. All this is for the inducement and illustration. It has been clearly written before that an ayat whose reward is permanent and enduring is superior and preferable even to a kingdom over the seven continents, which is bound to disintegrate. Mullah Al-Qari rahimahullah ta'ala has written an account of a pious sheikh who went to Makkah al-Mukarramah for Hajj on the 9th day of Zulhijjah, the 12th month of the Islamic calendar. When he landed at Jeddah, some of his friends in business requested him to prolong his stay in Jeddah so that they could earn more profit for the merchandise by virtue of his blessed presence. In fact, they ordered that some of the servants of the Sheikh be benefited by the profits of their business. At first, the Sheikh expressed his inability to prolong his stay, but when they insisted, the Sheikh asked them as to the maximum profit that they would earn for their goods. They explained that the profit was not the same in all cases, but the maximum that they could expect was 100%. The Sheikh said, "You have taken all this trouble for such a petty gain, for such an insignificant gain. I cannot miss the Salah in the respected Haram of Makkah al-Mukarramah, where the reward of Salah gets multiplied 100,000 times. In fact, we Muslims should consider how the petty worldly gains we sometimes sacrifice great spiritual benefits." May Allah Ta'ala give us so we can understand. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Adab al-Mu'asharat, social etiquette. Clothing and beautification. It is prohibited for men to wear the kurta, trouser or lungi below their ankles. Similarly, it is prohibited to wear silk or gold for men. However, it is permissible to have silk attached to the hem of the clothing, equivalent to the width of 4 fingers. More than this is prohibited. Do not walk around wearing only one shoe. Do not wrap yourself in one piece of clothing from head to toe, that there is difficulty in walking or removing the hand from beneath the cloth. Do not wear clothing in such a manner that one's subtler private parts are become exposed. Do not walk around wearing only one shoe. Do not wrap yourself in one piece of clothing from head to toe, that there is difficulty in walking or removing the hand from beneath the cloth. Do not wear clothing in such a manner that one's subtler private parts become exposed. One should wear clothing commencing from the right. Example, first put on the right sleeve, etc. By reciting the following dua when wearing clothes, in which one expresses gratitude to his master, one's past and future minor sins are forgiven. The dua is, Alhamdulillahi alladhi kasani hada wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wa la quwa. By sitting excessively in the company of the wealthy, the desire for the world increases. A person becomes desirous to attain beautiful clothing. It is preferable that a person must not regard his clothing as old until there is a need to patch it. Do not be so overwhelmed with beautifying and adorning oneself that it leads one to pride and show. On the other hand, do not dress so shabbily and remain gloomy, since this is ingratitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounties. Choose a moderate path by remaining simple.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we start our talk, actually the example that was given of an eye being superior to a camel, he camel, she camel, today it's very hard for us to comprehend that. And that was a beloved belonging to the Arabs. Today we can understand if we have to be told that a ayat is superior than a Mercedes, a Merc or a BMW. And that some prefer Merc, somebody prefers BMW, and or both the two together. Or a Rolls Royce and a Ferrari, if you compare it to that, then we'll get some idea that how superior the ayat is. And also towards the end, that how the Shaykh had explained that one namaz in the Haram of Mecca is 100 times, 100,000 times, the reward is more greater. So one basic thing we should always remember, that the effort for deen is very easy. Like for example, after Asr now we read Tasbihat-e Fatimi. And if you want to plant one tree in your garden, what a big job it is, comparatively, and especially if the tree is found outside your country somewhere. You'll have to find out whether the climate agrees or not. Then if it's outside the country, governments are very strict in the importation of flora and fauna, so you'll have to get a permit, and that will be also quite a job. Then to transport it, it can die off while transporting it. Then planting it, then to look after it while it's growing. Severe heat, winter, cold conditions, children playing, somebody reversing his car, how lot. Fertilizer, regularly you'll have to look after it. And then perhaps you might die during this period before the tree grows. Or the tree might die. And if it does grow, it will give you fruit once a year. And our winter, it will shed its leaves. So much effort for that one tree. This is dunya's effort. On the other hand, it comes clearly in the hadith, Subhanallah, gharsun fil jannah. Your one Subhanallah, your tree is planted in Jannah. And what a tree, it comes in the hadith, that a person on a fast horse, traveling for 100 years or 500 in one riwayat, the shadow of the tree won't get finished. It will be even more longer. What a tree. And then that tree in Jannat will be forever. You will be forever. And the fruit of Jannat won't be seasonal. Whenever you want to eat, that you just desire and the fruit of the tree, the branch will come right by you. And you don't have to climb the tree and fear of falling down or anything. It will come right by you. And that fruit, each bite you take, the next bite will be more delicious than the previous bite. More different and more delicious also. And this will carry on forever and ever. So see, the returns of deen are so great. But we are short-sighted. We feel, dunya, you get a good degree, a good job, big shop, etc. So now you are all right, poor Mali sahab got nothing. Or Sufi sahab, or you go in tabligh, poor people, they got nothing. No, the real earnings are the earnings of deen, which are for little effort and so great returns and permanent returns. And then again, if you go and see in dunya's earnings, the person is worried, my children must be comfortable, they must be looked after. If you make yourself, it is narrated that deen goes in a person, if to 7 progenies it goes. And to some rewrite, 10 progenies deen will go. And then again in akhirat, alhaqna bihim zurriyatuhum. That the person, whoever is the superior deen, Allah will make the others join up with them. They won't have to come down to their level. For example, to understand that here in this world, if you are living in some elite suburbs, you can afford it, you bought a house in one of the topmost suburb, the most superior place in your area. Your children are still poor, financially they are weak, they can't come. In Jannat, Allah will pull them and join them with you. You like your children to be with you, because of your, you made little effort of deen in this dunya, they will be also pulled with you. So, deen is the more easier, the more superior. So we mustn't be baffled and mustn't be dazzled with this dunya's things. These are absolutely nothing. It's not even the wing of a mosquito. Not even a millionth of a billionth of a trillionth of a wing of a mosquito. So never let these things overtake us. Keep deen in front of us. That is the most superior thing. Also we see it's common that if a person, for example, how many visitors must be coming to our towns? They may be what position. But when Maulana comes, how much respect he gets. He is given so much of respect and honor in this world already. So, Maulana Abrar al-Had Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said something very nice. He says that when we tell people, make your children Maulana, then they say, from where will they eat? How will they live? Maulana doesn't earn much. Poor Maulana, he just earns little. And on the same time, on the other side of the coin, they say this Maulana is living it up. They say that how will he live? And then people usually complain, Maulanas are living it up. They all, how they enjoying life, what comfortable life they got. So that is the reality. Allah gives them, and what peace of mind and contentment. A person who frees himself for deen and for the service of deen in the true sense, Allah gives that person respect and honor also in this world. Allah gives him dunya and he doesn't have to work for dunya. Dunya comes to him and it falls at his feet, and Allah will give you comfort and enjoyment in this dunya. May Allah Ta'ala give us proper understanding. So after trying to explain what great month this is, how great rozas are, Quran Sharif, the du'as, i'tikaf, everything related to Ramzan, the chaining of the shayateen, the weakening of the nafs, and by ibadat, the environment that is created, that nurani environment that created, and how it was, this is all in the month of Ramadan. So the stage has been set perfect for complete success, and for gaining felicity, for gaining fawz, and for gaining falah, complete success. Allah has prepared the whole stage for us. And then, more greater than that, Allah gave us entrance in the show also. Not that we are deprived and we just standing outside and looking at it from outside. We are in the show, in Ramadan also. And for those who are spending time here, more Allah gave them so much that they are present here all the time. Inna lillahi nafahat. There are certain moments which are very special when Allah's rahmat just flows in abundance. And a person who's in i'tikaf, who's in the masjid all the time, he's there all the time, just, and whenever it comes, he's there to receive it, to take it. May Allah bless us with that. In this ayat now, we'll try and explain this ayat a little bit. Allah Ta'ala has addressed the believers, Ya Ayyuhalladina Amanu. This is a very, very superior and royal address. It is perhaps one of three things that are found very common in the Quran Sharif. Over and over when you read Quran, Ya Ayyuhalladina Amanu, Ya Ayyuhalladina Amanu. Another thing which Allah Ta'ala has repeated very often in the Quran, to make zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has written, the most command of anything in the Quran Sharif that has come is of zikr. Over and over. And it's ajeeb that after one, any ibadat, Allah says make zikr. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, when you finish your all your hajj arkan, you have finished your, فَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ, then make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ فَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ, when you finish your namaz, make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Juma namaz, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ, and make the zikr of Allah. Everywhere you see, in the middle of jihad, إِذَا لَقِيتُمْ فِيَةً فَثْبُتُوا وَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ, when you meet an enemy and in the battlefield at that time also, remain firm. And how are you going to remain firm? By making the zikr of Allah. So how much Allah, and then zikran kathira, make zikr in abundance everywhere we are told. And then besides what we call zikr, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, read the tasbih of Allah morning and evening. Either it means morning and evening, read your tasbihat, or morning and evening is proverbial, means all the time, whole day. All the time be busy in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So much of zikr. The third thing which Allah has commanded in great abundance in the Quran, taqwa. Wherever you will read, perhaps there is a page free where taqwa has not been commanded. In various ways, the virtues of taqwa, the command of taqwa, and what a person will get on taqwa. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Abdullah Kulpuri, Damat Barakatum, explained some time back right here, that taqwa, just by taqwa, he gave one example. For example, we living in this country, for the citizens of the country, anyone who is legally in the country, all the amenities, facilities are open. You want to travel by bus, you want to travel by train, by aeroplane, you can book your ticket, you can travel. You want to go stay in a hotel, you can go. You want to go in supermarket, you can go and buy. Everything is there, it's all available. But if you become the president of the country, then free you travel. You get a special jet for your own jet. You don't have to go in the ordinary. Wherever you go, special facilities. You have to travel on the road, that whole, what the cars that go together to protect you, the convoy of cars, that all, and they clear your road for you all the time. And the doors are open for you. And they put a red carpet for you to go into the car. Everything is done. Why? Because you are now the president of the country. And to become the president, how lot of canvassing you have to do. And perhaps in that canvassing, more than canvassing, how much of lying you have to do. What promises, you know you're lying. But you have to make all those promises, I'll do this for you people, I'll do that. You go to this community and you're canvassing for votes, you tell them about their things. You go to another community, you tell them about, I'll do this also for you. One human can't even do all that. And the presidents don't do anything once they come into power. So anyway, how lot of canvassing, how lot of money, how lot they go to the ordinary people. Once he becomes a president, he don't go and meet individuals. But for canvassing, he's meeting all the people individually also. And he said, he wants votes all the time. So for taqwa, you don't have to canvass also anything. You don't need so many people's vote. You only need your own vote. You vote to become a muttaqi. That's all. And once you are a muttaqi, yaj'al lahu makhraja. Allah will make ways for you from everywhere. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَصِبْ. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا. Allah will make furqan for you. You'll be able to differentiate in everything what is right, what is wrong, what is better, what is not better, on what Allah hasn't promised on taqwa. And for that you only need your own one vote. You don't have to canvass, you don't have to lie to anyone, you don't have to do anything. So, so three things Allah has mentioned in the Quran, in abundance. Yes, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Like that, I don't know what is in anyone's heart. And nobody knows what is in my heart. A person can be just trying to pull up a big farce, a big show, and show that he's a big believer and a big muttaqi, and you can dress, and how some people dress, and you can make a big show of your thing. But Allah knows what is in the heart. And this ayat, and all the whole Quran Sharif, all of us know, it is for us. We accept it. It is Allah's guidance, kitab, for us. O you who believe, who are those people? We who are sitting here, all the believers. So Allah has addressed us and told us, you are believers. And Allah knows what is in your heart. So Allah is saying, you got iman in your heart. And the value of iman, what a great thing it is. And Allah Ta'ala, like for example, in our Darul Ulooms, fortunately we don't have what they have at universities, where they give an honorary degree. That a person didn't study or anything, but now they give him an honorary degree, PhD of this, PhD of that. But Allah gave us an honorary degree of iman. That Allah, you didn't work for iman, you were just born. Allah blessed everyone with that iman. You allowed it to open up in your heart, that treasure which was in your heart. Kullu mauludin yuladu alal fitra. It was in your heart. If you were born in a Muslim home, or you accepted Islam, so you allowed the treasure to come out. Now Allah is giving you the honor, a royal address, that you are my very special friends. You are the believers. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. And iman, that is your passport for Jannah. It is your visa for Jannah. It is your ticket for Jannah. We know that people who come from, today migration is common in the world. People of one country go to another country. In our context here in South Africa, people come from Mozambique, from Malawi, Zimbabwe, and if they get their documents right and they get a South African passport, how happy are they? A person who gets his American passport, who gets his UK passport, a Europe passport, one of the countries, oh, it's like he's gone over the world. That yeah, I've got that passport. Yeah, Allah has given us the passport of Jannah. What a great thing Allah has given us. This is definitely the passport of Jannah. We know also that any person who travels anywhere in the world, his biggest worry is his passport. Even if his money gets stolen, it's not such a big problem. Or they get, his money gets, but his passport, he's very worried of his passport all the time. We find that now with Hajj, Muassasa takes away your passport when you get to the airport Jeddah. And how many Hajis, all they dua is only for their passport. Before they should be making dua for so many other things. Now all the time they're making dua, my passport must be safe. When I leave, I must get my passport back in my hand. Everyone is so worried about his passport all the time. So the passport of Jannah, who of us ever worries, is my passport safe? Like that, even your passport is with you, you're traveling. Every now and then, you just put your passport in your pocket. 1 minute some thought came, again you check, is it there or not? You go to the toilet, you check, is it there? You come back, is it there? All the time you're worried of your passport, because your whole, everything hinges on the passport. It will get sorted out. If your passport gets lost, you'll have problems, you'll have difficulties, but you'll get sorted out. But if Jannah's passport has to get lost, where are we going to sort out things then? Where we go, and but we haven't got that value. Allah gave us the passport of Jannah. What a great, and without us making an application also, without us making an effort also, Allah gave us this passport of, how much mustn't we appreciate this iman which Allah has given us. If there is a person in the world who doesn't rule the world, he owns the world. All the buildings of the world belong to him. All the cars, the aeroplanes, ships, all the women of the world belong to him. Everything, and he's got the best health. Very, very good health also. And he's extremely handsome also. Money, he's the whole world, everything he's got. But he hasn't got iman. And there is another person who is the most sick person in the world. Whatever sickness you can think is on him. Poverty, he has got absolutely nothing. not even a little string to fasten around his waist. He's got nothing whatsoever. And he's got no family, and he's got absolutely nothing. But he's got one iota of iman. Wallah, he's better than millions and trillions of people of that category. But today we give the importance to material things. This, and Allah gave us this iman free. When Allah told us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. When a person is blessed with a ni'mat, he feels happy. When I became bayat to our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, it was in Isipingo Beach. From there we went to Stenga. Then Maulana Dawood Asmal became bayat to Hazrat. And then the next night it was. So Hazrat told him, if you want to know anything afterwards, you must ask him. He's my Khalifa. Hazrat didn't give me Khilafat, but he told like this. So I got happy. Hazrat gave me Khilafat. It was just an indication. So when Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, is an indication you are Jannatis. You got the passport of Jannat because you got Iman. Jannat hinges on your Iman. So this is that great gift Allah has given us. So then Allah is speaking to his prayer friends. Now in this Iman, in the other ayat, Hazrat explains, where Allah said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ittaqullah, wakunu ma'as-sadiqin. You are my friends. That is general friendship with everyone. Where Allah has said, now, ittaqullah, acquire taqwa. Allah himself has he put his hand of friendship out to you, now become my special close friends. One is to be an ordinary friend, and one is to be a special friend. There is a world of difference between the two. One is that person, for example, you're traveling somewhere, and they ask you in your town in Azadway, you know so and so. Babu Bhai, we know him well, we meet in masjid every time. What's his name? You're verifying his name? You don't know his name. He's your friend, but you only know his Babu Bhai, or his Bhuti, or Bhru. That's all you know him. You don't know him more than that. You only know him like that. Where does he stay? You don't know. Nothing, no other details. So that is one friendship. And one is, you know the details of your friend. You grew up together. You know his birth date also. You know everything also. What a world of difference between. One is that friend that while you're making namaz and he comes afterwards, by his sounds that he makes, you know today he's here. That this person is here. You can make it out. So one is that friendship with Allah Ta'ala. One is, it comes clearly in the hadith, a person got problems, he's making dua. The malaika say, we never heard this. Who is this person? Like a caller on your phone, private, unknown. You are hesitant to pick up the phone also. I don't know who's, and he's phoning 2 o'clock in the morning. You don't want to pick up that phone. And one is, you've got a special ringtone for that person of yours. And that phone rings now with that ringtone, you know exactly who it is. Without a second thought, your hand goes and you pick up the phone. So one is that friendship of Allah. It comes in the hadith, the malaika say, unknown person, we don't know. And one is a person who had that friendship of Allah, and they know exactly who's calling now. You're dialing an emergency number, and you got that direct contact. Wherever you are, you got no problem. Those 3 people who were in the cave, they came out with the emergency numbers. They had the direct contact with Allah with the ikhlas, and how they got saved. And if you haven't got that contact, your battery is gone weak. You're an ordinary believer, you are a believer, but your battery is weak, your amal are gone weak. Even in Ramzan, you're not making tilawat, you're not making namaz, etc. Your battery is gone weak. Or you haven't got a signal of the antenna. There is no signal on your phone. Or wrong number you are dialing. Or your number is engaged. But with Allah, if you are Allah's friend, Allah's number is never engaged. Office hours in this dunya are normally between 9 and 4. Some places little different, but normally those are the office hours. And Allah's office hours, 24 hours. Therefore, by Allah, it's not between 9 and 4, Allah's office hours. There are 24 hours. And here, it's between 9 and 4. If you go 9 o'clock, they're still settling in. And government workers, it takes them long to settle in also. Then first thing, they have to have their coffee or tea first. They won't even look at you. They won't even attend to you. Then afterwards, after some time, then perhaps they will start now taking your file and seeing what is your problem, what work have you got. And if you go about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, they'll say, sorry, it's too late. There's 1 hour stuff. Come back tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow. But Allah's office hours are 24 hours. And the best hours there are 2 at night, 3 at night. That is the best hours by Allah Ta'ala. And the whole world can phone while Allah is attending to you personally. And the whole world's phones are coming in. It will never be engaged there. Never will, the first of all, the phone of Allah when you dial, that number, never will Allah, will you get a message, will you engage tone. Or if you got through, that the secretary tells you the boss is gone out. The boss is in a meeting. Allah is never gone out anywhere. Allah is never in any meeting. He's there to attend to you whenever you call upon Him. And then when you call, you will never hear a recorded message. For English, press 1. For Afrikaans, press 2. For French, press 3. No. There by Allah, if you got no language, Allah will listen to you, and more He'll listen to you. And He'll listen to your plea from your heart, Allah will hear. And if you are deaf, you can't hear. You don't need amplifiers. You don't need anything. Allah will speak to you, and Allah's voice will come in your heart. So that is that Allah. So make contact with that Allah. Allah is in this month of Ramadan, there isn't a better time to make that qadr and that. And when Jummah comes in Ramadan, appreciate it even more. When the odd night comes, and when the 27th night comes, the last night, these are all very precious moments. And Allah is Arhamur Rahimeen, Akramul Akrameen. Allah is Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al muhsineen. Inna Allah la yudhi'u ajra al mukhlisin. Those who are sincere, those who are obviously, who got ihsan, Allah never ever destroys any of their efforts. So that Allah, Allah we have got. So make contact. So Allah has given us that iman to be those special people to make that contact with Allah. Whenever you want to, however you can make that contact, just become the friend. And to become the friend of Allah, taqwa. Just acquire taqwa. And then again, taqwa also Allah made easy. Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali Shuttala wa Shaykh Hakim Akhtar, you to taqwa bahut mushkil hai. Taqwa is a very dry thing and a very hard thing, and to go against your desires. To go against your desires, what is nafs? Khaishat tabi'iyya, ghair shar'iyya. To go against that, your natural desires which you have, and which are against sharia, which is very hard to do against that, your desires. Zuyyana linnas, hubbu shahawat. These desires have been made beautiful. Allah says they have been beautified. And when Allah beautified them, that lust which is in a person, the desires which are in a person, they are, and they are so strong. And sometimes when that haram desire, it becomes like a burning ball of fire in the heart, and you just want to do what you want to do, it's very hard to control yourself. Even taqwa gives up in here. Then the thing that helps here, Yusuf alayhi salam, what he was faced with Zulaikha. And not 99% he passed, 100%. Not even an inclination from his inside to commit guna was not, when everything was present for him. What saved him there? Rabbi ahsana mathwai. That my Allah is so good to me, the love of Allah Ta'ala. So that if a person develops this taqwa in this month, the love of Allah Ta'ala, he will get saved of any and all these temptations. Otherwise today without temptation, we go and look for temptation. We go on the internet, we are looking around everywhere. Not that somebody has come to tempt us, we go and look for all these things. Because we are lacking in these things. So this is that man. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala has offered that, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O believers, ye to acquire taqwa. There Allah said, you want taqwa? Kunu ma'as sadiqeen. Just stay with the true friends of Allah Ta'ala. And actually it should have been said, Kunu ma'al muttaqeen. You want taqwa? So you stay with the people of taqwa. But Allah Ta'ala diverted his words and did not say kunu ma'al muttaqeen, kunu ma'al sadiqeen. Who are these people? أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Who are صادق في التقوى. Who are not just making a show of taqwa. Therefore, before you become bad, first check out who you are becoming bad to. Is this person just making a show of taqwa, of piety, or has he got, nobody is a farishta, nobody is an angel. But reasonably, and therefore, from Kitabullah, the book of Allah, check out whether this person is amongst Rijalullah. And when you find he is amongst Rijalullah, then hold very firmly on to him. You don't have the capacity to understand Kitabullah. But your Rijalullah, they will lead you. It's not everyone who can read a map or a building plan. It's not everyone who can read a plan and know how to go about building this place. You need that knowledge in order to follow that plan. But you are working under the contractor, you just follow him. And your house will get built. He knows, he'll read the plan and he'll build accordingly. And you'll go through with everything. A person who knows, a pilot who knows his direction, where he must land his plane. You don't have to worry now and get a map and find out whether the pilot is flying in the right direction. He's there, he knows, you just sit in the plane. You sleep away also. You eat also. You do what you want to. He'll land you where you are supposed to land. So like that, the muttaqeen, the sadiq fit taqwa, we call a sheikh of tariqat. When you have that, you don't have to worry. You just follow what he tells you. The instructions of the captain, follow them in the plane. When he tells you put on seat belts, put them on. Whatever he tells you, you listen, you reach your destination. So the same way, a person who has got a sheikh like that, he will reach his destination also. So Allah Ta'ala wants to make us his friends. Yeah, Allah gave us another prescription. And also never make this mistake that there is only one way to reach Allah. Or there is only one way in deen. The ulama, buzurgan e deen have said, as many as Allah's creation, so many ways there are to reach Allah. And some have gone further, as many as the breath of people are, there are so many ways to reach Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali told his close friends that today who you are branding as kafir, that this person is not right, he is a kafir. Tomorrow you will see he is entering Jannat. So there are so many ways to reach Allah Ta'ala, we have got no right to restrict and close the doors of Jannat for anyone. According to kitabs, you have to follow that. And a mufti will have to give his fatwas according to that. But Allah's rahmat is Allahu Akbar. Who can imagine what is the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? So, yeah, Allah ta'ala has said how to acquire the taqwa. That kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that rozas have been made farz on you. Allah yeh kuch have said, katabtu alaykum as-siyam, faridtu alaykum as-siyam, kutiba. Rozas have been written down, have been made for us. That means somebody else has done it. Yeah, our Shaykh Dhamut Barakatum explains that Allah loves his creation so greatly. How a mother, even an animal, the mother, how it loves its little ones. Look at a cat, how it will fight for its kittens. Look at a hen, how it will fight for the chickens. Everyone Allah has put, they fight for their children. They love their offspring. A human being, everyone, all the mothers in the world of man, jinnat, animals, everyone, Allahu Akbar. Recently a case in Indonesia where people went out to look for some valuable wood in the jungle and they put a trap to catch a deer and a baby tiger came in there. The mother tigers, the parents, four tigers came hunting. There were about six people, one they killed immediately, those tigers. And the others climbed up on a tree, and they just circulating the tree all the time. They were waiting for a chance when they can get those. So those tigers also, elephants, it's famous. It is a famous saying, interfere with the elephant, but not with the baby elephant. It's a famous saying that some people who killed the baby elephant, and then they were going, and it was a whole group of 10 people or so, they were camping. And when those elephants came searching them in the jungle, found them, and they smelled everyone, they found out who the actual murderer of the baby elephant was. And of all the 10, they only chose him out and they killed him. So parents have got left for their children. So Allah, but all this left together is not a millionth of a billionth of a trillion of the love of Allah which He has got with every individual creation of His. Allah Ta'ala, why Allah forgives so much? That He is Ghafoorul Wadood. Why He loves to forgive? Because He loves His creation. You can make one guna, but you just ask Allah for maafi, Allah will never turn you away. Allah will, you can tell your wife, you can tell your workers, how much must I make you maaf? One time, two times, I'm tired now. Allah will never say that. As many times as you ask for maaf, Allah will forgive you. And it is narrated in a hadith, a person who keeps on asking for maaf is not musir ala dham. It's not a person who is adamant of committing sin. Every time, that is astaghfirullah on your tongue. You won't be written as a son of Allah Ta'ala. Istighfar, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says, إِذَا كَانَ يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارِ. When istighfar benefits the non-believers, the Meccans, they used to make tawaf of Kaaba naked. Then they used to read غُفْرَانَك, غُفْرَانَك. Allah says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. So even for the kuffar, when they make just the word istighfar, zahir, they can't have the reality of istighfar on their tongue. They are non-believers. But just that word istighfar, and Allah doesn't punish them, in the akhirah He will take them. But in this dunya, He gives them leeway. إِذَا كَانَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارُ فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارُ. How won't it benefit the believers, and especially those who are the pious? Istighfar. So Allah Ta'ala loves this, that a person must, how, what the love of Allah is for His entire creation, for every individual, we cannot understand. So Allah Ta'ala, because He did not want that love relationship to be tainted in any way, so Allah Ta'ala even made udur, and He turned His words, and He then says, I made rozas for us, that my bandas mustn't feel that Allah loves us so much and He put us through this difficulty. Now we have to starve in Ramzan, we can't eat whole day, that we have to have difficulty, we go hungry. So Allah says, rozas have been made for us. Allah changed the words. Allah made it for us, nobody else. But Allah didn't say directly, I made it for us. And this is quite easy for many of us to understand. When we want something done at home, then what we say? Hazrat sent us. We want it, but now we don't say that I told. We don't want our relationship to be spoiled. So put all the buck on Hazrat. That Hazrat, he says this, he told this. So like that Allah says, it's not me. It has been made for us. But it is Allah Ta'ala who has made it. See how much Allah considered us. If a person understands this, he'll give his life for this words, Kutiba alaykum as-siyam, that Allah, how much you love us, that you did not want us this relationship to be tainted, to be marred in any way, that you didn't even say you made rozas for us, that rozas have been made for us on you. Then more further Allah Ta'ala, just see, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala, one quality of Allah is Ghafoorun Shakur. Allah is Shakur generally. And Ghafoorun Shakur comes in the Quran. For what must Allah be thankful? What favor did we do to Allah Ta'ala? A person is thankful when somebody does you a favor, so does you a good deed, some kindness, some goodness. You're thankful to him. What did we do to Allah? Even our ibadat, Allah is not in need of it. Allah has got enough of malaika to make His ibadat, and even their ibadat Allah does not need. Allah is as He is. Nobody makes Allah's ibadat. Nobody believes in Allah. It won't change Allah's greatness and His wonder, the great, great honorable position one bit. The whole world make gunas. It won't change Allah's position. And all become pious and all 24 hours in His ibadat, it won't increase His greatness. Allah is as He is, and He is so great all the time. Allah doesn't need us in any way. And then when He gives us tawfiq of ibadat, that's also from Allah's side. The ibadat we do, what our hands, legs, our heart, our mind, whatever parts of the body we use, who gave us that? Allah gave us that. And then again, the tawfiq on using it in the obedience of Allah is also 100% from Allah's side. It's not our any achievement. Now when we did all that, now Allah is thankful to us. Imagine, you did everything for your family, for your wife, your children, you built a house, you set them up, you did everything, and then you thank them for coming to stay in the house or whatever it is. You do everything, and then you still thinking, Allah is there. So where can we find, become dhal hearts of Allah, give our lives for Allah. There is no thani of Allah, laysa ka mithlihi shay, la sharika lah, huwa kul huwa Allahu ahad, Allahu samad. Allah Ta'ala is so great. So become dhal hearts of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gave us everything. Now Allah goes to an extra length and says, don't feel it hard, my bandas. The I even haven't made rozas for us, so to say. Allah changed the word. Rozas have been made for us, for you, but don't worry. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. As it was made for us on other people before you, other nations also. So you don't have to feel hard. Yeah, in the madrasa, we have a common problem that the first year students usually who come, they after a few months, the first term, before the first term exam, they come to me, they say, Maulana, very hard, we want to leave. We can't manage it. How we console them and tell them, how many other students have gone through? How many have graduated already? Look in the Dora class this year, there are 50 students, there are 60 students. They all went through the same thing. You'll also manage, why won't? When they all manage, you will also manage. You are not below average also. You are in fact above average. Why are you frightened? With the new setup, that's why you're getting a bit excited. Exams are coming, that is a natural thing at that time. Students get that, all problems come in their life. Don't worry, that even this exam you'll pass, all pass it, you'll also pass. So just like that, Allah Ta'ala is telling us, the ummats of before, rozas were made for us on them, they also kept rozas. So you also keep rozas. What is so difficult? So don't feel it hard also. Then Allah Ta'ala, which we will say in our language, dangle the carrot, what you going to get on keeping roza. La'allakum tattaqoon. And Allah's la'al is not possibly. Allah's la'al is definitely. You will become muttaqi. Just keep the rozas and you will become a muttaqi. And as I try to explain a little bit, that on taqwa, what doesn't Allah give you? What favors? The Quran is filled with promises that on taqwa, what and what won't you get? So you will get taqwa. Then again, Allah immediately makes it more easy again and says, Ayyaman ma'dudat. Just for a few days, this rozas. For us, rozas in the year, only this 29, 30 days. And most Ramzans, Allah give discount also. You get your one day off. And this is also a strange phenomena and psychology of children especially. They have to get off from madrasa 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The ustad say today, okay, it's still 5, okay, chutti, you can go. See the screaming in the class. Everyone is shouting, screaming, 5 minutes earlier we got off. Allah knows our tabiat, we like little discount also. So most Ramzans, Allah gives one discount also. And Allahu Akbar, like that we might say, oh, I came to know what is Ramzan, I want the whole year to be Ramzan. Yeah, that is all our, we don't know ourselves also, we might feel like that also. But inside we want Eid. So Maulana Thani Rahmatullah Ali said, that if somebody, rozas have been made 30 days, farz. Now if at the end, Allah says, oh, this year the people, they all understood what Ramzan is, and they really enjoyed it, and they are making dua, whole year must be Ramzan. Let me make it 10 days more this time. Then see everyone's face, how it will go. Just now the whole night they were making dua, Ya Allah, this year please, tomorrow mustn't be Eid. We want full 30 days, make it Ramzan, the whole year is Ramzan. And then morning news comes that noon hasn't been sighted, and somebody got wahi, if it is possible, which is impossible, there is no question, that this year Allah has been extended, because how people enjoying your Ramzan, we made it 40 days, just see how everyone's mood will go. What will happen to the woman, they are more worried of their chickens, that we marinated our chickens already, they are more worried of that. And those who made the tikaf 50 days, and now they are going to Shabi Zufat now. And a new night again, they are going to be, and now another 10 days, then see their condition. So Allah Ta'ala knows our temperament. He knows us more better than what we know ourselves. Huwa a'lamu bikum. إذ أنشأكم من الأرض وإذ أنتم أجنة في بطونكم في بطون أمهاتكم فلا تزكوا أنفسكم. Don't you try and act so pious and holy in front of me. Allah knows us perfectly well. Outwardly you can show that I'm very pious and very holy, but Allah says I know you properly. With regard to Roza, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were also making the Allah ta'ala تَخْتَانُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ that you are also making some mistakes. Allah Ta'ala, Allah knows us properly. So anyway, how lovable is not Allah? How loving is not Allah Ta'ala? And so Allah Ta'ala has made these rozas. Imagine this ayat, what an ayat, what Allah, the bond, build your bond with Allah, build your love with Allah, how kind is not Allah? And He knows us, and according to us, He makes our laws for us according to our temperament and our nature. Allah Ta'ala has made. So Allah has made this rozas only 29-30 days. Most Ramzans it is also just 29. Otherwise the most it can be is 30. There is no question of it going to 31. It's the most it can be is only 30. These few days and 30 our tasbihat we read. 33 times subhanallah. 34 times Allah Akbar, we count on our fingers. So this 30 rozas you can just count on your fingers also. So few they are on one hand's fingers. Not even you need two hands. There is one beautiful kitab, a small little booklet, very small, Aqdul Anami, to count on the fingers. Where they show you can count up to millions on your fingers. You don't need a computer or a register to write down. On your finger you can count up to millions on your fingers. So just 30 rozas, what how few ayyam ma'aduda. Just a few days which you can count easily. We have made this rozas prayers upon you. So this is, and all this exercise is to acquire taqwa. The ibadat on its own is required, but the object and the purpose of it is to acquire taqwa, to reach Allah Ta'ala. So if we have understood that, then this, that kutiba alaykum as-siyam, ulama have written that also, that rozas have been made farz on you, on every part of your body. And when you keep the roza, keeping every part of the body in mind, and you keep roza of every part of the body, then you get the benefit of roza. Otherwise, roza, fasting, is just the structure. As we explained yesterday also, that if you just have the structure of your house done, then you are not prepared to stay in it. You want all the fine details also to be done. And inspection will be done, whether everything has been done or not. The carpeting, the tiling, the painting. If the house is not painted, you can stay in that house. If the carpets are not done, you can stay. But you want everything done, so much so you want the garden also done. Then only the wife is prepared. Otherwise she comes to the gate and the garden is not done. She says, no, I'm not entering this house. What if Musa alayhi salam, people say? That we are not entering this town, Bani Israel. No. Inna lan nadkhulaha. Wife will say, inna lan nadkhulaha. Till the garden is complete, then also we will enter. Everything must be done. Otherwise we won't enter into this house here. So just the structure alone, it is there. Without the structure is the main thing. And the structure of our roza, our shari'i roza, is three things. To abstain from food, drink, and our sexual desires, with the niyat of roza. That also we should think whether we make niyat of roza. Sari is also, ulama have said, that is your niyat. Why are you getting up the time of the night? Your niyat is that istihzar niyat. That it is that Allah, your command, I'm fulfilling your faras. Then servitude and bandagi will, abdiyat will come in a person. That I'm here, no matter what, my fridge is full of food. My pantry is full of food. My deep freeze is full of food. I don't have to stay hungry, but it's your command, Allah. And whether it makes sense to me or not, this is abdiyat. Whether it makes sense to me or not, I must keep roza, that in this zamana, why? What is the necessity when there is so much of food? Na'uzubillah, some people, they don't ever, that the thought also comes, that those people who haven't got food, they must keep roza. We have got so much, why must we keep roza? No, just that niyat, your command, Allah. Whether how I understand it, I don't understand it, I am fulfilled. Then abdiyat will come. And what is required is abdiyat, humility in a person. Just that I'm thinking, ana wala ghairi, that it's me, and there's nobody else besides me. I'm the only one. This has to be killed. This nafs has to be annihilated, that it is me. One person said very beautifully, maina is a bird. Maina na na kare. When it sings, but it's tune na 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 na. Maina na na kare, sabko bhaye. Everyone enjoys it. Bakri me kare. And a goat is making me, and with proper gunna also it makes me. Then, tale churi aaye. It comes under the knife. That goat, when it's saying, I did everything. Maina is saying, I did nothing. I have no achievement of mine. This beautiful voice of mine and this beautiful song. It's not me. And it's Allah's fazal only. I did nothing whatsoever. Everyone likes that when you negate yourself. Humbleness is in you. Everyone loves you. And not only that, Allah loves a humble person. People love a humble person. But a person, everything, I did this, I am doing this. It already right at the beginning, your heart goes off that person. You don't want to be close associated with that person who is arrogant, who is boastful, I do everything. That is not like. So Allah Ta'ala loves that a person negates everything. So by raza, that also is achieved. Your nafs is broken. And your desires get broken if we keep proper rozas, and then you become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. So these rozas have been made for us on every part of the body. And when we will do that, then the complete, the structure and all the finishing will also be done. And such a house will sell at what a price. Everyone who drives past that house will look again and again. And they'll ask, whose house is this? So that roza, if ours become like that. Another example to understand from the basic roza and the finished roza. One roza is like you are buying for 5 rand and you sell for 5 rand. For this 1 week you'll be the busiest man in town because nobody else can sell at 5 rand. They are selling at 10 rand, 12 rand, 15 rand. You are the cheapest in town, but you'll be the first out of business also. Because you made no profit, and that unfortunately is the case. Why we go out of business in our deen. We don't have that enthusiasm. Just like a force we are carrying on. Not that enthusiasm. If we make profit, a businessman, today many business people, they say there's no more fun in business. No more you can do upland business. The receiver has become so tight and he catches you on so many things, you can't do upland business also. And the crime rate also is so, and there's so much competition. Foreigners who have come, they've killed the market. They're selling so cheap, but no, you don't see businesses closing. You see more businesses opening all the time. So if business was so gone, so down and so bad, then why didn't people close their business and just rub their hands, sit at home? No, why? Because they are making money. They are still making their profit. In view of that, they overlook all the crime rate also. Some people have got businesses in such dangerous places, but they just can't close. The whole world is giving them advice. Close your business here. The family is fighting with them, but no, they won't. Why? They're making money. That money means, so if we make, so to say, money in our rozas, and wallah, as I explained this one, subhanallah, you're three in Jannah. Tamla'ul mizan, your one subhanallah fills your whole pen with sawabs. One subhanallah. Subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'u ma bayna as-sama'i wal-ard. Samawati wal-ard, between the heavens and the earth, that sawab gets full. What you mean, so much you are earning. So if we keep our rozas properly, every part, and we make profit, that person will enjoy Ramadan. That person will enjoy. It will be still strenuous on him. Like December month is strenuous on the businessman. But why he enjoys it? Because he's making money. So that he doesn't feel that pain also. You are getting a person who got married. Till today, if you people know a case, you can tell me. I don't know a case. That husband and wife got married first night. And the husband said, you know, for our wedding 6 months I'm preparing. And now the last 6 weeks to get our house ready, to get our home, room and furniture. I was sleeping every night 12 o'clock and early, and the whole day I was working. The wife says also I was working very hard and for all to protect my trousseau, prepare my trousseau, everything. And yesterday I went for my hair, I had my hair done. I didn't sleep, I sat on a chair the whole day, the whole night, so my hair mustn't get spoiled. And actually she went to the hairdresser to spoil the hair. When they blow us, just let the wind blow in your hair. And that's all. Because now they just blow that blowers and the hair is blown this way, that way. And now that appeals to people. So I said the whole night up, whatever we want to do, we'll see after. Let us sleep tonight. No, first night, where all the tired knows only, goes only Allah knows. The first, Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah. When he got married, then woman talked. After 3-4 days, the woman talking among them, asked her, how's he going? What to say about Maulana? From after Isha, he opens his kitab, mutala till Fajr time. Whole night. Well, nothing, no marriage relation, nothing, none. He doesn't know anything of this. He is a farishta. He never came near you, touched you or anything. No. Why don't you touch him? Why don't you go to him? When she went, then Maulana closed his kitab and he said, "Acha, ye to koi aur dunya hai. This is another world which I never knew which this world is. I never opened the kitab of I read kitab un nikah. Only in kitabs I read kitab un nikah. But now I came to know what is kitab un nikah." So that when a person comes, when you get that enjoyment, then how that husband and wife, no matter how much they work before their wedding, how tired they got, but how they enjoyed that first night. And when the tiredness comes, Fajr Azan. Then whole tiredness comes back, and the Fajr Jamaat is gone, Fajr Namaz is made, Qaza, illa mashallah, mashallah. They are those people who even on that night they make the Fajr also, that morning they make the Fajr also. So this is Ramzan, if we get the taste, wallah, more than that Shab-e Zufar, and that the night, the first night, and more than businessman makes his money, and the more enjoyment you get by entering into your beautiful mansion which you have prepared, if we come to know what is Ramzan and we do it complete. So keep the rozas, not only the basic, but do the finishing also. Do the business, not only sell cost to cost, make profit also. And then when we get the profit and then we get a taste of roza, then we want the whole year to be roza. Then we will get the enjoyment of roza. May Allah bless us with that. That is why we have come here. And that is why we are making this effort, so that all of us can get this taste, and we can in turn go to our places and get other people to enjoy Ramzan and to enjoy roza, and let the ummah know what the na'mat in the Islam is a na'mat of Allah. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي. Allah's deen is a ni'mat. And ni'mati, my special ni'mat. That is where الْيَوْمَ أَتْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. Then we will understand. Otherwise, how many of us are taking it to be a burden, na'uzu billah? We want Ramzan to get finished quickly, because we haven't understood it's Allah's special ni'mat, this deen. May Allah bless us with this reality, and let us go with this treasure of deen from here, inshallah.